This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Later on in the show, I might
workshop some more stuff.
Work some more comedy into into my act. Anyway,
I like it.
Showcasing talent here on Joy Weekend Breakfast, Joel, is part of our. It's been part of our fabric here. You know,
like
getting people on and talking about their passions and so forth. And our next guest has their first EP, Unified Love, out right now. Tristan Heath, welcome to Joy Weekend Breakfast.
How are we? Pleasure to be here.
Now you've been watching our shenanigans for the last half an hour. You've came early and you probably regret that now being early, but how's your morning going?
Yeah, it was great before I sort of got here to see the shenanigans, I guess.
That's right. Now, you look like a folksy musician. You rock up, you just look like a musician. Is there like a secret dress code or something that you have to wear what you're wearing now? Like, I feel like you just look like a musician.
I'm literally wearing a t-shirt and jeans, so I'm not sure what that would mean.
Very cash, like just, it's not a grungy look, but it's just like a very easy dress, isn't it?
Like I used to have long hair, like down to my shoulders. And
you used to?
Yeah, I used to.
Yeah.
And I used to wear the folky sort of hats and stuff, but I don't think I have necessarily a style that I'd go for.
Like I'm thinking like what's those roofless cars, like little Suzuki Jimny types, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Surfboard on the top, guitar in the back. That's what I'm kind of sensing with you.
Now
you did mention before he's from the Bayside, and we did have I've got a question for
you. Sure thing.
Where does the Bayside start and end?
Great question.
Tristan?
Blackrock is a part of Bayside.
Okay,
so
good.
So that is, I believe, because I did look it up.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
When that was coming to me, so to be prepared, so I wouldn't stuff it up on radio.
But I like it.
Yeah, no, I believe Blackrock. And then it goes through to Brighton and down to Morty. I think it's the end at Morty.
I reckon Brighton to... No, I reckon you'd include Chelsea.
Yeah.
Really? That far down?
I reckon that would be the Bayside.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah.
Didn't you go for politics down the Bayside?
I did.
How did you go?
That's not about me. I came fourth in a race of five.
Well done, Dave. Yeah. I'm very so proud of you.
Yeah, exactly. Did you vote for me? No, you probably didn't vote for me. Before we jump into talking about your new EP, Unified Love, tell us a little bit more about your passion for music. Where does it come from and how long have you been doing it for?
Yeah, so basically I was sort of in school and played a bit of music, but was very shy in school to do music a bit publicly just because of social stigma and things like that. Yeah. So basically I made a sort of commitment to myself to maybe have a go post-school and I played... my first gig when I was 18 at Lymphed & Co., which is now, called Scion Bar.
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Yeah, Mentone,
Mentone, so.
another Bayside reference.
Yeah, Bayside reference. Yep. So it goes to Mentone, I know that. but basically, from there, did a half an hour set. So, and then it just sort of one on top of the other. But the last couple of years, it's gone really well to play throughout the city, down the peninsula. But, the passion, I guess, I've always enjoyed writing. Writing words, music, poems sort of thing, which just sort of reflect into my music, and that's sort of my passion, probably doing my own stuff, but I will do covers and do gigs as well.
So. What kind of style then would you say that your music is?
I think acoustic folk is probably the genre that most people describe it as what people have said. Acoustic folk.
Yeah.
So you said you're a shy kid. Are you still... consider yourself still shy, or is music like got rid of that side of you?
Well, for the first year and a half, I reckon I closed my eyes pretty much 90% of the gig. So I'd say I was pretty shy, but I'm sort of in my own bubble in a way, so I don't really take in what's around me too much. I'm getting better at that, but I'd say that when I first started, I was really, really nervous all the time.
Yep.
It was a big step for me to sort of go and do live music in front of people, but I still like to get nervous around presentations and things like that. But I don't really get nervous around music so much anymore. Okay.
Do you turn those nerves into, a bit more of energy for you to perform? Can you change that, I guess, feeling when you're on stage?
Yeah, so I feel that I can be harsh on myself at times. So, like, if people aren't necessarily paying attention, I'll think, oh, is it me and things like that. But I've just tried to flip that and reframe that narrative a bit better. So just to be a bit more like enjoy myself. Like it's a privilege to be able to do what I can do.
Yeah.
So, and then I just need to be a little less harsh and make it a bit more fun, because that's what it's about, really.
Yeah.
Take us through the half an hour first ever set that you did. And you've got a bit of your voice is a bit husky this morning. You had a gig last night, I believe.
That's correct.
And another couple tonight.
Yeah.
What's been the difference? Like from that 18-year-old doing your first set in Mentone to now, how old are you now?
24.
Mm. I thought you'd be a little bit older there. 6 years later, like what changes have you seen in yourself?
I think confidence has been the biggest one for me. Just when I first started, I'm like, I need to just, this is my range and my voice and the confidence in my voice. I've always felt very comfortable enough to play guitar, but actually singing was the nerve-wracking part. And I think over the years, it's been just confidence, getting my sound right, knowing my limitations and what I can do with my speakers and with my mixes, and just making it sound a bit more free-flowing. I was very, very nervous when I was 18. So it was like I probably got bullied a little bit at school for music and things like that. So it was around probably when I first started to get into music. It was a big step to really face my fears in that sense.
Yeah, okay. See what in the bass line? We breed them tough out the bass line.
We do. It brings up a really good point, because I think a lot of kids get bullied in school, which then can stop them from doing things that we all should just be able to do naturally. Like I was a dancer growing up, but I stopped doing that because sport took over, but I was also bullied for dancing. Yeah. And I always wish I had pursued, kept dancing, you know what I mean? So, I'm glad to know that the bullying of however what they said to you or treated you in terms of your singing or your musical style, and you've gone, no, bugger that. I'm going to still put myself out there and put myself on stage to sing. Yeah. When did you first know that you could sing?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah.
Jeez, I really like when I first started, I guess people have told me I could. I never really believed that I could. But I just wanted to play. And I'm like, this would be great to get paid and do this. I just wanted to play. And then I always wanted to maybe someone else to sing, but it wasn't really working out that way. So I'm like, I'll just try and sing. And then I just got better as, I guess, time went on. I don't know the exact sort of moment. I mean, like, Mum and Dad say that when I was a kid, like, I used to do all the kindergarten concerts and whatever. But I don't really believe that. I don't really believe that for a second. But
there is evidence somewhere.
Yeah, but I know the mum will be texting something in shortly, I imagine. But
We're talking to singer-songwriter Tristan Heath here on Joy Weekend Breakfast. Now, you've got Unified Love is your brand new EP. I've given it a really good listen this week. Let's talk about it. Like, I want to know the process of getting music. So I'm creative in the way of putting together stupid fluffless radio here.
Yes.
But like when you're trying to create something like a song, how does that process start? Like where does it?
Well, I think everyone's a bit different in their songwriting process. For myself, I tend to play, if I hear something that I like in the way I'm playing, if I'm just playing around with my guitar, I can write songs to that. Or there's been times where I've literally been driving to work and I've pulled over and thought of a song lyric and I've written it into my notes. So, cool. And then I'll just accumulate a lot of those and sort of get a theme going and then would write into the theme. But some of the songs that have gone well on Spotify and things like that is been songs that I've written in half an hour, just in night time. You can be in a songwriting mood, I guess, for myself that is. But I've always enjoyed writing. All my songs mean something to me.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is there any sort of personal connection? Obviously, there is with songwriting, but in terms of do you write about things that have happened in your life?
Yeah. So, when I first started writing, like when I was probably 15, like I was probably writing things down. But yeah, I'd like to say that every song that I've written is come from a place somewhere.
Yeah.
Just different moments of my life. One of my friends said to me, recently when I released my EP was that, oh, you can really see the shift in like your life over the last 4 years. Someone that's known me very well.
Yeah.
And to know, like you can hear the themes in the lyrics and the songs that I'm playing.
So we're going to be playing Gold Coast Girl off your EP. Can you tell us what that song's about?
Yes, I met my fiance. So
I knew this was going to be the case. I just knew straight away.
What's her name?
Chelsea.
Hello, Chelsea.
She'll be listening.
Another Bayside. Correct. As well, Chelsea.
Well, Gold Coast is a bit far from the Bayside, Dave. I would have thought so.
Oh, Chelsea, her name.
Oh yeah, I said Chelsea.
Yeah, so Gold Coast girl. Is it about her?
Yeah, so yeah. It's about her. So met her on the Gold Coast. So
schoolies.
Yeah, no, not on schoolies.
Toolies, no. Joking.
Not on schoolies or toolies, gosh. Yeah, so that's I don't really know what else to say. That's about her, this song. So
yeah, that's cool. Wow. And if you I know Tristan personally. I think I inspired him to be a cricketer, but I'm not sure what I want to say.
He actually inspired me to be a music artist and start playing cricket.
That's right, yeah. At least I've come helpful in one thing. Recently engaged, is that a few months back?
Yeah, so March this year.
Yeah,
engaged. Congratulations. And
thank you very much.
Very,
yeah.
Very lovey-dovey couple.
How did you propose to her?
Mount Fuji, so is in Japan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we went traveling at the start of the year for about 4 months.
Yeah,
And in that process, went to Japan and got the dirty knee, so yeah.
The pressure of proposing overseas. Mm. Did you propose with a ring?
Yeah.
Did you have the ring here in Australia? Why does everybody do this? It's nerve wracking.
It was, and not for the reasons you think, because Chelsea's a bit sticky nosed when it comes to, well, especially when her baggage is like she needs to put all her clothes in my bag as the extra, and I'm like, okay, you're gonna find this, so I had to really, really hide it. So that was more nerve wracking, not the fact I'd lose it.
Wow.
But more the fact that she would find it.
There should be some sort of service with local jewelers here where you buy the ring and say, I need it. I'm gonna drop a pin.
Correct.
Mount Fuji. I need it on this date. They get it there somehow.
Yeah. You know, the Uber drones now can just pop it on, you know, the helicopters or whatever. It can just get it through there. But does she like the song?
Yeah, she does.
It would be awkward if she didn't.
Well, that's what I mean. So, yeah, I was going to say, it'd be a bit awkward if she was like, oh, Tristan,
really, this one? Yeah. Can you think of something else? No, it's, I believe she said it to my face anyway that she likes it. Who knows what she says behind my back?
Well, here it is, Gold Coast Girl, which is a track off Tristan Heath's new EP, Unified Love. Let's give it a play. First time, radio?
Yeah.
Premiere, there you go. Yeah. One weekend breakfast.
Yeah, there we go.
That is Gold Coast Girl, a brand new track from musician Tristan Heath. What a banger. I'm a big fan.
I actually got quite emotional on the last part of that because that's actually, I've always thought, like, wouldn't it be lovely to someone have a, like, make a song about, like, sing a song for you or about you? Mm. And I've just thought, how beautiful would your fiance feel that you've actually written a beautiful song about her? And that's what got me so emotional.
Oh, that's
I'm just
nice.
Jealous I don't have a song about myself.
We'll see what we can do.
I love it. Well done. That was beautiful. Well done.
Thank you.
I'm trying to come up with a quick joke here, and I can't find a song. I was Googling trash. I couldn't. There's a joke there somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah. Lady Gaga's Disease, actually.
Bloody good song.
Great song.
A ripper, that is.
I'm glad.
I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. So how long has the EP been out for, and what's been sort of like the feedback from family and friends?
Yeah, so it's probably been out for about a month now. The feedback's been really good. I've really appreciated the kind words and stuff that people have come out with. And, yeah, because I just made it a thing that when I posted I was going to release it, I said, look, I'm just going to release it next week. I'm going to do no marketing for it. This is just, it's the reason it's called Unified Love is just to unify, I guess, my love of music again, because I felt like I lost a bit there of my of myself around music. It became a bit more of work and not my passion. So I just wanted to just release something for fun and just like, this is what I've been writing. If you like it, great. If you don't, great. If you don't want to listen to it, if you do, awesome.
Yeah.
What's the dream?
The dream.
For you?
Well, I don't really know. Like, I think when I first started, it was always around just trying to hit goals and in like playing at certain festivals and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been able to hit those. So I just sort of like around not putting pressure on myself, it's just see where it goes.
Yeah.
Like, the dream, I guess, would be to have more listens on my original stuff and probably focus more on that. Like, I do a lot of gigs and covers, but probably, I guess, to showcase a bit more of the stuff I write and play. Yeah.
Who are you covering?
All sorts. Yeah, just like a cover gig. So just like I probably I have like a list of 86 songs that I can play. So
what kind of artists? What kind of music are you?
So I do it on my own style because my acoustic folk style, but I've played Taylor Swift, I've played Katy Perry, like I've played different versions. But like Ziggy Alberts is who I like. I like Ben Howard. And yeah, all sorts, any sort of genre, but I just do it my own sort of style. Like it's not exactly how it sounds on the radio, I guess. Mm. Yeah.
That's what makes it unique though. And that's, I think, why people sometimes love going to festivals or just going to the local pub to see a local singer, because you might do covers of songs that are quite famous, but it's your own interpretation on them. Yeah. And I think that sometimes draws an audience in more to go, hang on, I know this song, but I love the way that you are interpreting it, which just opens you up to a whole different crowd.
Yeah, I probably took a step away from playing stuff to what people might want to hear and just playing it to my sort of strengths and playing it to the way I want to do it.
Yeah.
So I don't like playing, you know, horses and things like that necessarily. But
was going to be our next track. I'm going to delete that now.
I mean, I'll throw Wonderwall in there, but like I'd do my own sort of way.
Dave, we just got a message in from Sharon from the farm, and I just want to read it out to Tristan. She said, "Morning, boys! What a beautiful song! Looking forward to checking out the rest of the album."
Oh, that's very
nice. From one of our loyal listeners, Sharon from the farm.
That's great. Thank you, Shaz. Search your music available Spotify.
Yeah, all streaming platforms. Yep. Yeah, YouTube, anything. Yeah.
Apple Music, even your Apple one, Music. Joel, the one that you use.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the one I use, yes, that I'm famous for, yes. Yeah, I love it.
One of the five people that use Apple Music. We follow you here on the gram. You're always busy gigging about Melbourne. You've got a lot going on. Yep. Your December's jam-packed.
Yeah.
You've got a few shows coming up.
Yeah.
Where are they and how can people get there?
Well, today I play at 2:45 at a place called Warren Brown's down in Bayside. I believe that's in the Bayside area.
Yeah.
Not sure of the geography.
Is it part of the Bayside City Council?
Yeah,
is
that part of, yeah that's great. It. Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I got to play there. That'll be a duo.
It's actually part of the City of Kingston.
There we go. Sorry.
Oh, God. Sorry, the politician over there.
Yeah, that's he knows where he's...
I'm not a councillor at Kingston. That was made clear in the election. Warren Brown's at 2:45. Yeah,
so that's a duo with Harley Luscombe. So shout out to him as well. He's got his own music as well. But then later that night, so tonight I'll be playing at the Nixon in the city as well. So that'll be 7 till 10. Then next week I'll be finishing off for the year, which will be at the Imperial in South Yarra.
Great venue.
Yeah. So that'll be good. And then it'll close out my year before I go to the Gold Coast, funnily enough. Yeah.
Oh, so your girlfriend lives on the Gold Coast?
No. So she lives with me, but her family lives on the Gold Coast, so we'll visit for Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Chelsea's got some air time.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking that as well. She'd be absolutely loving it. Yeah. I was thinking that.
What does she do?
What does she do? She does lots of things.
Good on her.
Nah, she's a sonographer.
Don't know what that is, but my mouth went, oh.
Ultrasounds.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I was about to say movies.
Yeah.
That's cinematography.
I was going to say, wouldn't it be great if she was like in the music industry as well?
Yeah.
Can she sing?
She can. She can, but that doesn't make it a public thing.
I was going to say, we're doing a duet together?
Oh, maybe one day. Yeah. It'd be nice. She's got a good voice in her, so we'll see what we can do.
What an endorsement, Chelsea.
We may as well get your Instagram handle. How can people follow you as well on social?
Absolutely. So everything's at Tristan Heath Music, so... That's all socials and Spotify.
Amazing.
And Apple Music for Joel as well. So
thank you. I've got to travel in the car this morning, so I've got a 2.5-hour drive, so I will listen to the EP on my way.
Yeah, so there's other songs there outside of the EP, so give those a listen if you'd like to as well.
Absolutely.
Now I'm going to script this for you, Tristan. I want you to say, "Hi, I'm Tristan Heath. You're listening to Joy Weekend Breakfast, and this is my brand new hit, Monday."
Okay, that's a lot of words. Okay. Hi, this is Tristan Heath. You're listening to Joy FM, and this is my new single, Monday.
We'll take two.
Yeah, Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Hi, I'm Tristan Heath. This is Joy Weekend Breakfast, and you're listening to my new track, Monday.
Hi, this is Tristan Heath. You're listening to Joy Weekend Breakfast, and this is my new track, Monday.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.